You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another great episode of the Concierge Coaches Show. I'm Bruce Cameron, and here's Wayne Fritz.
Hello, Bruce. Hello, everybody. Glad you could make it today.
Yeah, glad I could, too. It's a rainy day down here, and a lot of people are not used to that.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. It's been like a heavy snow day because we've not had rain in so long.
Yeah,
people saying it's slick, a lot of accidents, but we need the rain, so thank God.
Thank goodness. Well, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curveball. I know we had talked about some stuff that we were going to talk about today, but I did want to start the show at least talking about kind of a free form discussion on pricing of coaching services. Okay. And what I'll do is I'll start and I'll go over a couple of strategies, and then you kind of, Wayne, chime in, see what you think. Okay. Cause this has been on my mind, and I'm on the verge of offering a new element, to what I do, in tandem with another coach, we'll say. Or I'll be the counselor that teams up with this other coach. So, and maybe we'll get some time to talk about what that is. But in the interim, I'd like to talk about pricing structure for coaches, life coach, executive coach, sales coach. And maybe Wayne, in a few minutes, you may share how you do it with, the folks that you're coaching, I know, or the company, yeah, that anchors out of. Okay. All right. So pricing structure number one is the good old fashioned. We'll go back to coaching school, and in coaching school, they say you should have at least an agreement for 3 months. That's the kind of the initial foray that you should engage in coaching for at least 3 months, because it takes about 3 months for the results of coaching to emerge. And actually there's research that supports that. Okay. So they just didn't pull that out of thin air. There's actually coaching research that supports that. Okay. So there's this initial timeline of 3 months. Now you don't have to do that. You can coach as you go. Okay. You can say, hey, let's have an initial consultation. And then if you think that's good, then we'll kind of keep going one by one by one. Right. And then pay for each session that's at a price that's stipulated in the paperwork each session. Right. Kind of pay as you go. All right. So that's one theory. Okay. That's another theory. So, okay. So there's pay as you go. And this timeline of 3 months is suggested, which is good. And then now some folks have a budget, or if it's a corporation, they're willing to spend $5,000 or $10,000. Or some corporations or stakeholders will say, it was really interesting. I worked for a company that as a neuropsychologist, you got $250 an hour, but as a life coach, you got $350. So you got more money.
Yeah.
They paid more money for executive coaches. Okay. So another thing is let's go with that. Say, hey, okay, Wayne, we want you to come in to our company and work with a couple of folks that we want you to get to a better place, or in terms of even growth and development. And your hourly rate is 350. And then you kind of get an idea, is that once a week, or you kind of get an idea from the stakeholder, you know, is that every day? Is that twice a week? Is that once a week? But anyway, but nonetheless, at the end of the month, you submit an invoice, right? And you submit an invoice to company X for your coaching services. There's a total. And I've done this a lot. And there's my total. And I mail it off. And somebody in the accounting department or whatever gets it. It usually takes a week or two or three. God forbid more. Right? The old net 30 rule. And then a check comes in the mail. Or you give them wiring instructions, and perhaps that speeds up the payment getting in to your bank. Okay. So then this is still kind of an hourly session fee structure, right? Okay. So now I ran into some recovery coaches that I find this very interesting, Wayne, very interesting. And as I'm getting older, not quite as old as you, but older, I'm looking at this other structure, and the structure is this. The person says, I'm going to charge you a flat fee of $2,000 a month. Could be more, by the way. Could be three, could be four, but I'll start at two because that seems to make a little more sense. But I'm going to charge you $2,000 a month, flat fee, and you have virtually free access to me. I don't want to say free, unlimited, right? Phone calls, texts, right? If depending on the proximity of the physical proximity of the client, if I got to go over there, we got to meet somewhere. But for a flat fee of $2,000 a month, you have this unlimited package. And man, there's some folks going for that and they're getting that. And then I talked to the coach. I said, well, what's that like? He said, well, you know what? Some of these folks that do that, it's like buying a meal plan in college. You're not eating every meal. Right. I mean, sometimes I can text the guy and he's good, or a quick phone call. So basically I'm not spending, you know, I'm spending more time with the client than I would if we just have these office visits. But because, let's say, if it's recovery coaching and you're having an urge or a craving, or you're having a really bad day, or, you know, whatever, and you need somebody right then, okay, you get them. We're real close, right? So of course I know that varies with the client, right? You're going to have more high need client that may be stuck to you like Barnacle Bill. You may have a client that isn't, that can get by with just a couple of hours a week, 2 or 3 hours a week, or even less, right? But you're getting this $2,000 $2,000 fee for the month. And now there's something about that, Wayne, that I'm thinking, man, if I had five of those kind of cases, that'd be $10,000 a month. And if I kept that load, that'd be $120,000 a year, Wayne. Not that that's a, I mean, that's a good amount.
That's very good. That's excellent.
Yeah. And if you saw 10, that'd be close to $250,000 a year.
You know, can I jump in?
I was perfect.
Example, time. I've got a guy that I coach, him and seven or eight of his people.
Okay.
Every Monday. And I charge him. It's based on, we started with 90 days, but we're continuing now. but it actually comes out to $100 for an hour of coaching. Yeah. So that's 4 weeks. Now, I might talk to him. This is because of what you're just talking about a flat rate and open end. Is, you know, if those people could chip in a little bit and get it up to a better level, you know, of income per month, I could actually open it up to all those people in his group.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Now, I don't think you could do that with everybody because I don't think you'd ever be off the phone. But like you said, you don't eat lunch every day. You really don't. I mean, there's
you don't eat every meal.
You don't.
Covered by the plan.
That's right. You just don't. That is so true. So anyway, that's I think it's a good good idea. It's going to get me thinking about this guy.
Yeah. Okay. So what you're saying is, you have a situation where you're coaching a guy, but he has a team with him.
Yes.
That
yes.
you're co-coaching along with him.
Yes.
But he's the one paying the bill.
Yes. Because it benefits.
Oh, man. Because now, with increased access to Wayne across his team, that's got to have merit and that's got to have value. Man, if something comes up during the course of the week and you have epiphany or you have a question or there's something you want to go across with me, you don't have to wait, right? You can just pick up the phone and call or text and I'll get with you either right then or just as soon, right?
Yes.
As I can that day. And I've had clients, and Wayne, you know this, but I'll be working sometimes till 7, 8, 9, God forbid, night, right?
Yes.
Session. I'll miss a call or there'll be a new caller, but I'll call them back, even if it's 10 at night and say, I'm sorry for the late call, but I figured I'd give you the courtesy of a same day call or, you know, and half the time they love it. Oh man, thank you so much. No, that's no problem. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? This and that.
Yes.
You know,
today more than ever, personal customer service relationships mean more to people than they have in our lifetime, really, because they don't get it anywhere.
Right. You're right.
And that callback, even if it's, you know, normally I have it that I don't call after 9 or something like that, but right. Something like that is I'm apologizing and saying, I just wanted to give you a courtesy call. We can talk right. later if you want, but I just wanted right. to be able to give you the courtesy of the same day.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's just awesome.
Yeah.
See, it's all about relationships, Bruce.
Well, it's also about business acumen, customer service, and a desire to work.
But that's all relationship. I mean, you're right. You need to work. But to really have those people where you're going to be able to call them back, you know, right. You build relationships. You build relationships in a way, even with your clients that you do counseling with. Right. With your psychology degree. I mean, because,
right.
Bruce, you and I built a relationship. It was through that counseling.
Right.
And it was that I felt comfortable coming in. I felt comfortable discussing anything with you.
Right.
And that's a relationship. So, I mean, I'm boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yeah. I like this idea. Man.
Well,
I'm going to get a hold of him.
If I was. God hope that I will be coming up on 70 one day relatively soon, which is not today, right? But now that I'm right there in 60, right, I'm kind of thinking about, okay, right, the one thing we don't have a lot left of is time, right? Time for our lives, time to work with others, times to spend. You got grandkids, family, you know, good set of friends. I mean, right. And you want to be able to spend some time with those very important people in your life, your loved ones, you know, right. Particularly as you get older, you can appreciate it more. At least I can.
Oh.
and then of course, the pleasure for those lucky enough to have grandchildren and such as that. So, anywho, well, good. Thanks for sharing that, by the way, about that client with the team.
Well, because that's giving me, because I always put my number in the box, and developed relationships, but I my goal was actually, and even Dan mentions it, to call me and if they want some personal one-on-one. And I haven't gotten a lot of response from that. So probably, you know, another thing that I probably should do is really ramp up Facebook to get out there. Yeah. And I think that I know a person in the sales business. And I'll tell you what, we had her on as a guest.
Oh, yeah.
Lonnie Lynn, and man, she does that Facebook.
Oh boy, does she? I'm afraid.
Have you been watching her? Oh my gosh, she's on there all the time and getting excited. And it just draws people.
She's a pro.
She does it naturally. And she does it naturally.
But she's real. I can see the way, you know, the angles, what she's doing. Yeah, it may look extemporaneous, but I think there's a lot of method to what she's doing and the content that she's putting out. Good for her, man. See, and I envy that, right? Because, shoot, back in 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, I was out there doing hitting the bricks, particularly 16, right? 16, 17, 8, you know, so, no, I get a lot of, I don't want to say vicarious pleasure, but kind of sort, you know, seeing people do that. So Wayne, there it is. Like you could say, look, if you can jump it up to, I don't know, whatever, $1,000 a month, but it's you get X and your team gets Y, and then everybody gets the collective cap of personal coaching as part of that flat fee and get them to chip into it.
Yeah.
Hey, they got it. They should be chipping into this right now because they need to have some skin in the game.
That's exactly right. If you don't have skin,
you're not going to appreciate what you're getting.
Exactly. But my dealer when I was a young kid in my business, I sold $5,000 in 1 week. Now, Bruce, in 1973 74, that was a whole lot of money.
Oh my gosh.
It was about 12 or 13 sets.
Golly.
So today, that'd be 50,000 plus.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd sold that much in 1 week. And our pictures of our sets were just paper. You know, they were nice paper, but they were paper. And mine was kind of torn and had baby spit on it and sticky, you know, from being in so many homes. And I asked him, I said, Bud, can I get a new picture? I said, my picture's all worn out and torn. He said, no problem. So when he gave me my check, it had minus $2.50. And I said, what's the $2.50 for? He said, that's for your picture. I said, you're not going to give me one? He said, no, I don't give anything away. You won't appreciate it. I'll find it on the floorboard of your car.
That's right.
And man, that's the truth. You don't have skin, you don't begin.
Good point.
Yep. Oh, okay. Let me change this up real quick. I had Bruce, I was going to surprise you today, and it's hard to surprise you.
Think about the surprise.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I've got a friend coming in from Newport Beach.
Ooh,
so he flew out of John Wayne Airport today.
John Wayne.
And he's on his way here. He's going to leave Thursday. Good friend, known him for years. We're going to discuss another business.
Okay.
And it's actually alkaline water.
Alkaline water.
Do you ever drink water?
I drink water from time to time. Yes, sir.
Everybody does, don't they? When you were a young boy down there in Houston running around, did you ever think that you'd pay a dollar for a bottle of water at a grocery store?
No, never did.
Went right to the hose. You know? But today, here we are today spending money on water, and everybody wants a good question. Now, I know one thing on your desk, usually when I'd come over to your office, and a lot of times I see it here on the on the deal. Not that Dr. Pepper's good, but it's your Starbucks.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, we're never afraid to pay for something that's quality.
That's right.
And so alkaline water is very interesting. It has some very interesting stuff about it. Pat's going to come talk to me about it. We're going to put a new business together. I've got an LLC set up and everything.
Oh, wow.
So, but it's going to be interesting. But I was going to surprise you and have him as a special guest and just surprise you. But we'll get him on a Monday when he goes back to California.
Okay.
He's been in the direct sales industry as long as I have and very successful. So.
Well, good.
Yeah, we're going to be getting with it. And, you know, you can't sit still no matter what you're doing. Even, you know, with your degrees and your experience and your businesses of life coaching, counseling, and you spend time with your family. And now you were going to talk a little bit today about something you and your son are putting together.
Yeah.
You see, that's interesting. Then your ham radio, and then you what? Work, you buy a lot of stuff and work on them and resell them. So you've got a lot going on in your life. You stay busy.
I'm going to bring in, we'll do the show one day. I'll have that ham radio in here. We'll do a couple contacts just so y'all can have some fun with. But, well, okay. So what I was going to share a little bit about is, and y'all have seen Brennan on the show here from time to time, and now he is beginning his recovery coaching career. And he's already had very good success and proof of concept of this model for recovery coaching with the flat fee.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Particularly with adolescent males. Okay. So oftentimes, Wayne, when these teenagers get out of a psych hospital or even a recovery center, right? The aftercare piece falls on the parents, right? They either got to find the guy counselor or take him to all these AA meetings or NA meetings or whatever else. And so the theory is that between myself and Brennan, we would cover that aftercare piece. I could do the mental health and he could be there doing the coaching at the house.
Okay. Ooh.
Now, the fact of the matter is with teenagers, right, that they'll get out of a hospital or even a rehab hospital and they can say all day long on the release paperwork, you need to do 90 meetings in 90 days. That's part of your aftercare. And while that may be the right thing to do, a lot of these parents and most of these kids, they're not going to set foot in one of those AA meetings. Okay?
Nope.
And that's a fact. I'm not going to give you a percentage, but I can assure you. So when the releasing hospital says, look, if you're not willing to do this, at least have this recovery coach or have these guys do some case management and mental health and recovery management for 90 days once you get out of the hospital. And there we are, right? So my son has several people that he's doing as a free agent where the families found out about him and his background and whatever else. Then one of the reps for a really well-known established adolescent treatment center came up, was in town. They'd like to check in with me because, oh, heck, I've probably sent them over $1 million in referrals in the last 10 years, easy. So unbiased referrals. I get three names and anyway. So this guy comes up and he's one of the big guys of this center. Right. And I said, hey man, here's what I'm thinking we could do for some of the people that release to this area. And actually, the coaching piece could be virtual. To some degree, what I do could be virtual, right? Anyway, he was all over it. He didn't skip a beat. As a matter of fact, he would have stuffed us in his car and taken us back.
Really?
Not his patience. But he's like, oh, my God, that's the best thing I've ever heard. And da, 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 da. Oh, my God, what a comprehensive holistic approach. You know, combining mental health and the substance use, or combining mainline counseling with the, you know, substance use recovery coaching piece. Yeah.
Man.
There it is. It's this kind of, the person releases from hospital or program X, and then we more or less take the torch, their discharge plan, and try to follow it as close as possible. But do it in this integrated, methodical, high touch kind of way, you know?
And you'll be working father and son too. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel that the way this forms out, they'll be paying his coaching LLC for his services, and they'll be paying me for mine, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Might have to write 2 checks a month, but so I mean, you can appreciate that. You wouldn't want to be
nothing wrong with that. No, you don't want to be. You don't want to do as much with your kids' money.
Yeah, that's it. But so anyway, and there's another guy out there that does this comprehensive case management for adults. You know, I was going to reach out to him. He's been in the space a long time. Just kind of shoot something out there for the kind of and it's funny because we're called the Concierge Coaches Show. And that's exactly what that is.
Yeah. It would be, wouldn't it? It's, because he'd be there and you'd be, he'd be in person and you probably would be by Zoom.
Well, yeah, I'd be either by Zoom or in the office.
Yeah.
In the house, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, client that I set him up with. So, you know, I always went, the way I formed it out is, you know, a lot of, in some of these cases, people know me or know of me or whatever, just because I've been around. Okay. But then I'll say, hey, if you want this extended level of service, here's this other piece. But why don't you go meet him for coffee or have him come to your house or whatever and see if that good vibe is there, you know? And if it's there, let's talk about setting up a month. Now, somebody's going to shell out $1,500, $2,000, $3,000 a month. I'm not about pressing for a 90-day.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of like, that's a little savage. Maybe not. This depends on the client, I guess, right? But I think that, and so.
Well, you always let the client buy what they want instead of what you think they ought to buy.
Boy, you know, that's where I got to be more like you. Or think, not be more, but, you know, I mean, think more like.
You're good.
Well, you know. I'm a B, a solid B to a B plus.
You're crazy.
I just think that's great, you know, for any coach to do that flat B, keep their client load in single digits, keep their workload in low double digits, and be very comfortable.
If a person on that's listening today, I mean, realistically, most people, I think, that are life coaches or coaches really kind of do it, first of all, because they enjoy it. They want to help people. But I would venture to say that, like, out of a class of maybe 50 that get certified, probably 2 of them might do it regularly.
Yeah.
The others might just be kind of part-time or,
right,
you know, very part-time. And man alive, if you could just do two of those,
right,
in a month for part-time, that'd be a wonderful help to an income.
So let me switch gears on you.
Uh-oh. Oh,
no, it's a good one. No.
No, switching gears. I like that.
No. Hold on. Real talk here. Real cases for real people. So another gentleman that I work with in a coaching capacity, high net worth, but high energy. And, you know, lawyer, just high energy, in court, out of court, you know, putting out fires all day long. But somehow I see this guy four days a week, right? And he usually comes somewhere where I have a cancellation or, you know, a spot. So I see him 4 days a week and he pays me electronically at the end of each session. So I wake up in the morning and I just text him what I have that day and he comes in or he doesn't, you know. But now he's going through a transition in his life, and it's a business transition. It's not a personal transition, believe it or not. It's actually a business transition.
That can be just as bad.
Oh, brother. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If not worse, and way more costly in the wallet, right? Oh, God. Okay. So, and I've been working with this gentleman a while, and I mean, good vibe, good energy. And I give him, you know, a solid 200%. He's doing really well, too. He navigated some very, very rough and choppy waters with this thing. Okay, so this lawyer, there, you know, they had some sort of a little casual happy hour downtown Dallas, and he said, "Man, you got to come. I want you to be." It's almost like I was his business date. You know what I mean? One day I brought, but anyway, actually brought
plus one,
my person with me, but yeah. Went down there and talked to some of the equity partners. And he shared a little bit about what I had done for him and others when I was in the Deloitte, you know, financial services world. And this guy, the general counsel, that's a big figure in a company. General counsel comes, "Hey man, I need your card." And I, you know, here, yeah, we hooked up on LinkedIn and I said, "Man, brother," I said, "I think that's great that you want my card, but you guys only have about 20 partners in this firm." You know, whereas Deloitte, Ernst & Young, or whatever, they have 500 stateside partners. You know what I mean? There's always fish frying. He's, "Oh, bro, you wouldn't believe." "Don't let that small number fool you."
Whoa.
So, I mean, I was pleasantly, I said, "Sure, man, I'm, you know, I'm here for you. If you need anything or, you know, need me to help with anything, give me a call, man." And it's what I did. I'm glad to do it. And I'm familiar now, very familiar with what you guys are doing. I did this with a group of anesthesiologists. There you go. Right.
Did you put them to sleep?
Man, no. Boy, but I tell you what, they're a special bunch of snowflakes.
Oh, they are. And humor, they got some sick humor.
Wow. So
I love them.
Yeah. And no slam against, but these guys, I think other physicians out there would say, yeah, I've met some of those guys and gals that go through that residency, and they're just kind of an interesting group. Anywho, right? So then as this comes back, and you know, one of these fellers that's an equity partner, that's one of the attorneys, well, he went to Texas A&M just like I did, right? You know how those Aggies are. It's like, yeah, like cult members. Not really. But you know what I mean.
And yes.
And he comes, "Hey, man, you know, this and that, things are good. Have you ever thought about doing like these services and talking to the Texas bar?" I said, "Oh, Texas bar." "Yeah.
Good night.
I know somebody over at the Texas bar." We're not talking a place to get drinks, y'all. We're talking the issue.
Yeah,
of Lawless.
Okay. We're not talking about a Lone Star Cafe.
Talking about the Stockyards.
Yeah.
Right. No. We're not talking about Arlington off of Lamar Street. We're talking the Bar Association. Anyhow, so you know what I mean? And you know what? That is a confluence of doing good work, interacting and being social with other people and going to that social gathering.
There was a guy I used to work with, Bruce, you remind just what you said. His name was Ricardo Musiet.
Oh, wow.
Here it is. But he came from, I think it was Chile.
Chile.
And he came with nothing. He was a beautician. He was a hair masser.
Oh, wow.
He came to America and started doing that. He got into sales.
Okay.
Hasn't worked for years. He's a multimillionaire down in Mississippi. Get this. So I guess he's kind of Hispanic with a Mississippi accent. And Ricardo used to always say this, hey, listen, as long as you're doing something, something will happen.
That's right.
You see, that's what you're talking about.
You're doing nothing.
You can't stay home.
No.
You got to be doing something. As long as you're doing something, something will happen.
Yeah, because it's been a while. Wait, hell, I've been trying to have lunch with you for what, a year?
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, that's right. That's because I'm buying. I'm taking my time. No.
Well, thank God I don't have to take responsibility then.
Yeah.
But it's those business fundamentals. And that's why I'm always the four, what you think called the four corners or the four, what is it?
Wait. Square.
Square.
Yep.
But I'm just fascinated by if you practice, and I'm showing my son the same thing. If you go through, and he wants to take a shortcut, it's like he's playing checkers. I don't want to do that. I want to go ahead. No, no, no. Let's get that LinkedIn going. Let's get this Facebook page going. Let's get this right rack card, business cards. Get that presence. Get your fundamentals out there. Then go out there and really hit it with your marketing and stuff like that. But let's get these fundamentals out there.
That's it. That's the word. Fundamentals.
Fundamental.
It's like Vince Lombardi. Every beginning of football practice with his team. I mean, when they started practice.
Yep.
He'd stand there with a football in his hand and he'd say, boys, this is football. You gotta.
That's right.
You gotta have the basics. Don't ever forget that. That's what it's built on.
Yeah.
The basics. Build with, stick with, and win with the basics.
And even our last guest, I really tried to pin her down into the shows, and she was able to kind of pivot. Well, I'm doing this, and actually, it's about this, you know, having fun or something. You know what I mean? It's really interesting how I wanted to, shows, setting up the shows, setting up the demonstrations and the shows, and then she was able to repackage it in her own way, and that's probably way more meaningful than my mundane.
But as long as you're doing that,
yeah,
that's what matters.
Right, correct. And you're doing those, no matter, yeah, if you call them something else by another name, right? But
yes, but a rose, yeah, by any other name is still a rose. That's right.
So.
Oh gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man. So that was a good little run here about, you know, packaging these services in a way that, and what'd you say? Sell the client what they're, what?
Let the client buy what they want instead of trying to sell them what you think they should have. You know, you give them an alternative choice.
Yeah.
Let them choose. Let them make their decision.
Right.
Otherwise, there's an opportunity, let me put it that way, for them to feel buyer's remorse or not feel good about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, not like Bruce, we're talking about 90 days or 1 month. Well, I'd rather just maybe try out 1 month. No, Bruce, I really think 90 days would be better. Well, why don't we do it for, why don't we sign this agreement for 90 days we'll start with? Well, I think maybe a month would be, well, I'll tell you what now, Bruce, 90 days is a real key. That's when you're going to find out if you're really going to, well, see, I'm pressuring you.
Right.
Let me just let you, you want a month. Hey, you got a month. Let the prospect or customer, let them get what they want, not what you think they want.
Right.
Let them think for themselves. That's so important.
It is.
Because, you know, even in coaching or counseling, all of it, if you push too hard on what you think you want.
Yeah. It's not about them.
You could lose it.
You're losing your focus. No, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's why I keep telling myself that it does come down to a relationship. It's and then, of course, hard work. You have to perform. You know, if you've got an hour with somebody, you've got to leave it all on the table. You know, that hour, when that's over, you should be kind of tired just a minute there. Mm-hmm. Because you got to leave it all out there. You got to put it all out there. You can't have your mind somewhere else and kind of say, excuse me, what did you say?
Right.
You know? Yeah, it's like kind of like calling the suicide hotline and getting put on hold.
Hey, I got to tell you real quick, I had an old supervisor, and he was more of a Freudian therapist, but, you know, if you weren't laying on the couch, he had a watch, and he put it on his, here we go. Well, where is it? Can't see it. Anyway, on his ankle.
Yep.
And so he crossed his legs. He'd see what time it was. Like, all right.
No kidding.
Your session's up. Like Lucy Van Pelt or something. The bad there.
Well, no, you've got to. You know,
No. Good boundaries makes it a good therapy session when you have that time boundary. And I'm like, dang, man, somebody was in the middle of a meltdown or something. It's funny.
When you're coaching people too, and I'm talking about you because these are qualities I admire too, but I think they're important qualities to have if you're coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, it's not all, you know, it's like when first thing I learned in those classes is really common sense. It's like, well, Bruce, thanks for coming to see me. Can you tell me what it is you're looking for out of this visit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm looking because I don't know what I'm going to do with my job. Can you tell me more about that? You know, you just keep digging. But mm-hmm. You'll rear back in your chair and you'll say something funny. You know, you'll give a good comment that it takes the edge off of the client. And that's so important. That's why I always tell you a lot of times, as a friend, you always remind me of my brother-in-law, Woody, in Ohio. I don't know why, but the sense of humor, you'll make somebody laugh. I bet in every session, unless they're crying all the time, that you make people smile because you throw out something. Zig Ziglar, we all know who he was.
Oh, yeah.
In a presentation, he said, you got to bring people up, like a rope. You got to bring them up, make them laugh, and then you got to get serious and make a point with that serious. So you bring them up and down, up and down. But he said, you can't just be a preacher. You've got to make them laugh. You've got to get some humor in there because then they'll open their arms metaphorically and they'll be absorbing more of what you're talking about.
Exactly.
All right. That's all I've got to say about that.
No, it's true. You know, using that humor and you know, I have a fair amount of youth clients and I'll use some of the young youth words. You know, it seems like all those youth words not recycle, but they change every 5 years, you know?
Yes.
And so, man, how do you know those words? And I say, oh, you know, work in the business. But so anyway, you know, just try to kind of get them off guard a little bit. They start laughing and chuckling and see if they're embarrassed. Or whatever, or embarrassed for me, you know.
Yeah. So,
even my own kids, we were clothes shopping for the kids. And there's an old Kiss Destroyer, you know, the band with the makeup. And they pulled out, here you go, Dad, you want that? I'm like, no, I'm good. But they had a big old laugh, you know, because it was one of those 80s, big 70s, yeah. 80s, you know. So that I was such a fan of back in the day. But anyway, got a good laugh from the kids. But well, good, man. Well, you know, it's take homes for today. You know, different pricing strategies for the coaching services you perform. You know, it depends on the frequency, intensity, the person's resources as well, their time resources, their own financial resources, and, you know, and try, like you said, as Wayne said, find that structure that is what they want to purchase, right? They're your client, but they're also a customer.
Yep.
They're a consumer of your services, right? So can't lose sight of that as well. It's a double sword, but it's important to kind of know that, you know. So yeah, good stuff, Wayne.
It's been a good day. I just got a text that my buddy, he'll have to wait there in luggage.
Oh, now, Lord.
No, I'm good. Everything's good. We're about done. He's fine. I'm like 10 minutes.
Well, if it's DFW, that luggage dropped for a minute.
Listen, if he's at DFW, it'll be an hour.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If he just got down to luggage, he's got a good 30 minutes.
That's right.
But before he gets his bag, but at least he got here safely, and hopefully his bag. We'll be praying for his bags.
Right. Pray for Andrew went to New York last week.
Oh, wow.
And his flight was delayed, then it canceled. They put him on the next flight, and he didn't have luggage for 3 days.
Ooh.
So they could, that stuff can happen.
It sure can.
But he's safe. That's all that matters. At least he showed up.
That is all that matters. So, all right then. Well, we'll go ahead and wrap it up just a tad bit early. Folks, it was a great show today here on the Concierge Coaches Show. And don't forget to see us on Facebook, on Instagram. Also, our shows are on Apple Podcast for you to review, as well as iHeartMedia has our podcast as well. And of course, they're archived on the LA Talk Radio website. You can go to latalkradio.com. You can find our show under shows, or if you remember one of our names, you can find us by host. Click on it and all the shows are there. You can download the MP4, the video. You can view the video. You can download the sound or just hear the sound. So you have all kinds of choices. And it's absolutely free. Absolutely free. Me and Wayne have arranged all this to where it's free for y'all to listen at any time. So that is a wonderful thing. Okay. And I can be reached at conciergecoach.net. And Wayne, how can folks reach you?
Well, Bruce, Wayne_515@yahoo.com.
Perfecto. Well, there it is, folks. Have a great week, and we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Bye, everybody. See you.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Wayne Fritz, only on LA Talk Radio.